Hey everybody, this is Grumpy Gus, you know, from the show you're about to listen to. I know we don't usually do a separate intro, but I need your help. It looks like we've been hitting the same exact number of listeners for every episode for a really long time now. And we love all of you, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, but we want it to grow. So do me a favor, pause the show right now, pull out your phone, and share the link with someone else. I don't care who. If they listen to podcasts, text it, email it, tweet it at them, whatever. We need your help to grow. We want to bring even more great audio dramas to the attention of people that are looking for them. So thanks for helping us out. Don't forget to pass on the show. I know nobody really paused it, but please do it before or after the episode ends. Thank you. What's going on, guys?
Stop.
It's your boy, AK, back with another episode of the podcast.
AK's here, not here this week, people. that's Gus. He's not so grumpy.
I'm joined by my two co-hosts. Finch.
That's me.
And Ori.
Whoa, that was...
Say hi to the people, guys.
Not good enough for our friend Finch here. welcome to the podcast where we have a special guest. His name is the number one fan. Duh, that didn't rhyme at all. It was terrible. It's Finch. Hello, everybody.
Hello. That was awesome. That's way better. I like that a lot.
You didn't do the whiny part of the podcast.
The podcast.
Also, I'm pretty sure that even though you and I both did the exact same intro, I don't think AK says, it's your boy, AK.
I don't think I've ever heard that. I can go back.
I don't think he does. We just both hear it every time he says it, because like it feels right.
I feel like he says it.
I don't think he's ever said it's your boy.
I'm excited for this week. We got Finch here. He's our guy. He's recently joined the servers, our Discord server.
So we're changing up the Discord a little bit to be more inclusive of other podcasts outside of just the ones that we're making, because, you know, like everybody in here loves to talk about podcasts and audio dramas. So let's open it up. So we're inviting creators and fans of all podcasts and audio dramas to come in, and we'll make channels for all of them and we'll talk about the shows. So we changed the Discord name from Audio Media, which was, you know, our production company. We changed it to Stories Made of Sound, so that, you know, it's all of them. And we'll still have and host all of our shows on there through Audioom and everything. But, you know, the Discord's going to be a little more open to the public.
Yeah, which I find pretty cool, because we found some really cool people from the audio drama community. Except for this guy, Finch.
Whoa. Let's not get hostile.
Number one fan, Finch.
I am number one fan. No, man, I'm very excited to be here with you guys. I've been following you since podcast. Apparently not good enough to mimic AK.
To know the intro.
It's okay. I'm here every week and I don't know the intro, apparently. So
yeah, see?
It's just a lot of it's your boy and then siren sounds. It's usually it. So Finch has been listening to the podcast for a while now, apparently, but we just met him recently on Twitter initially, and then he joined the Discord and became our How I Died number one fan very, very quickly.
Yes.
Yeah, after winning a spot to the first episode early showing.
First thing I ever won in my entire life, which was pretty dope. Best thing to win.
You lucky son of a gun.
You'll get him next time, champ.
Thanks, man.
I think instead of you doing the episode description this week, you should do the podcast news this week.
Ooh.
There's some big fucking audio drama news.
News with Ori.
There's a new platform called Poddrop that's in beta right now, which allows people to listen to private RSS feeds and place comments at timestamps for people with that feed to read.
I need my music intro. Come on. Lauren Shippen, Paul Bay, and Misha Stanton are all hired to write, direct, / produce Marvel Entertainment's Marvels based on the comic book.
Yeah, I just read about it earlier.
Which is enormous. That's crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
Like, think about a couple of years ago. I mean, they were essentially people who wanted to get into, you know, this kind of entertainment industry with no experience, and then they just put a podcast together.
Yeah.
You know, being the Bright Sessions / the Black Tapes, and now they are working on Marvel's thing. That's crazy.
I have high hopes. I really hope they do well. Marvel's a big name to take on, man. You can't mess that up. You're gonna have some, you have some serious fans out there.
And that's what I was about to say. A little too diehard.
Like Finch.
But, I mean, that's not too diehard.
Our special guest today actually got to pick what we listened to and what we're going to talk about today. Can you tell us a little bit about it, Finch?
So, yeah. I actually chose Parapsychology for a couple of reasons. It's a darkly comic audio drama about a suicidal nerd. I guess without giving away too many spoilers, or not getting to the spoilers just yet, is on the verge of pretty much ending it, but then ends up getting inhabited by a alien parasite.
Symbiote.
But yeah, no, I mean, it's great. It's done by Alan Galaresi and Rob Trevine. If you haven't heard of them via the Interrupted Tales, which is another one of their great podcasts, I would suggest listening to as well.
Parapsychology was an interesting show. It was fun. I enjoyed it. It starts off with Javier about to do his thing of offing himself, and he kind of wakes up.
About to do his thing. Classic Javier, always trying to kill himself.
And he kind of wakes up to this awkward guy asking him questions and talking to him, and he finds out that it's a parasite that has taken him over and is trying to figure out how he works. And god damn it.
So get into the breakdown of what the flow of the episodes are.
So after Javier finds out that he's been taken over by a parasite, a symbiote, as the...
Excuse me, symbiote.
Excuse me. The symbiote is very, very against the P word, which is parasite. And he has to try to find a name. This parasite has access to all of Javier's memories. So he tries to, you know, give himself a name based off his memories and, like, his, you know, favorite characters, which one is, like, Jason Statham. Then there's Cher, and then there's another one. I can't remember exactly what it is.
Gandhi.
Was it Gandhi?
Yeah, Gandhi. His full name is Cher Gandhi Statham. I love it.
That's right. Cause, in his language there, we couldn't actually as humans pronounce his true name in, their language.
I loved that part where he tries to get him to say it, and he does the very first letter, and he's like, "What?"
Rari.
He's like, "That's not that hard."
Yeah, that was funny. It's a quirky show. It's two guys going off of each other, and they do a pretty good job of keeping the flow going. I mean, I'm sure it's written, so. But the
they do a pretty good job of reading them lines.
They do, but the characters work together. The symbiote is like this kind of awkward, just sounding character, who knows a lot, but then doesn't seem like he knows that much at all. And Javier is, you know, kind of a high strung, stressed out individual that kind of agrees to let for a trial run to let this symbiote kind of run his life for him, with him in the background as like this spirit, mushy spirit guy. You hear all these mushy sounds in the background and all that.
I thought you were talking like mushy as in talking about emotion.
No, not emotions.
And you mean literally mushy.
Squishy mushy. Yeah, that was funny. So there was a lot of Cher references in the show, which was kind of funny.
Were there?
Yeah, there were.
Huh. Must have missed that.
No, but seriously, how did you guys, I mean, like, As far as even when you started the podcast, did you think the first episode set up for what you thought you would have been in for?
Honestly, no. For me, I went into it, you know, with the premise of it being like a dark comedy. Mm-hmm. And so I expected it to be a little more dark, and I also expected it to be a little more comedic. For me, and like I went into the first couple episodes, like, where is this story going? And it kind of gives you this idea of this relationship and like dealing with all that emotional trauma and, you know, mm-hmm. all that. And then it really picked up about halfway through with this whole secondary subplot about, you know, somebody while avoiding spoilers with some people also on Earth being infected with actual parasites.
Mm-hmm. So you thought halfway through? I thought episode 3 was when it really kicked in the gear for myself.
Oh, like when it got good?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it was, I mean, it, of course, 1 and 2 were good and great starting points, but when it got to 3, I start to feel like that's where I started to really take off and be where I thought it was going.
They go to the grocery store.
The grocery store where they are trying to pretty much work with each other as far as what parts they would control of his body.
I did like that one. It was a good episode.
He starts eating whole plums, including the pit. No, you're not supposed to eat the pit. Oh, God. Some of the eating sounds were pretty close to gross mouth noises, but it wasn't...
Borderline.
Yeah, it was kind of borderline, but it wasn't that bad, because you know it was just somebody eating.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed the show from probably around the same as you, Finch, when they went to that market. But one of my favorite episodes was when they went to the bar with his coworkers.
Oh, yeah.
And the symbiote started getting drunk.
I mean, I dug them all. I mean, as far as the show, though, I mean, the podcast itself, it was well done. I mean, as far as even like sound design, mixing with the borderline awkward sounds of eating.
So it was a fun show. It's really easy to listen to. I mean, 25 minutes each episode, pretty much, give or take a few minutes. And there was only 14 episodes. So it was easy to listen to, easy to understand, kind of quirky, a little silly, a little bit dark at times, of course, being a little bit more of a dark comedy. But it was really enjoyable. It was easy to listen to. I've said that so many times. But I liked it.
Was it how was it to listen to, though? Would you
say it was easy to listen to or enjoyable? What did you guys think of the little breaks in between the episodes?
Oh my God, I really hated them. I hated them, honestly. Yeah.
Really?
Those were kind of awkward and painful, and a couple of them were kind of funny, but some of them went on too long. It just sounded like, you know.
I will say, I mean, I will agree some of them did go on a little too long. But I had, I mean, as far as like there was one where he calls us, I think it's like sugar babies or something like that. For whatever reason, that made me laugh hysterically.
So I thought the first couple of one, like a few of those were pretty funny. I really liked the way he did it. I thought the like awkward humor, I guess, yeah, like really worked in those. I thought they were funny, but because I was so into the progression of the show as it got further in, like for me, episode 5 or so, was when I was like, okay, just get me back to the show. Yeah. And then I started skipping them. Yeah, so I understand it. I mean, I get it. It worked in terms of like being funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was too much of an interruption in the show, especially because some of them were upwards of 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So you just kind of wanted to get back into it, you know?
I really liked the premise of it, but I also wanted a little bit more. So I know it's an indie self-made podcast with just a couple guys. They did a really good job. The sound quality was pretty good, and the editing and format was all pretty good. The concept was fun, and I really enjoyed it, but I wish there was more characters. I wish, you know, instead of just hearing like the, you know, the teacher of Snoopy in the background, the teacher in the Peanuts show, which I actually kind of laughed at that, but I was like, you know, I kind of want to hear what people outside of these two are talking about.
And you know, like I said, I get that. So the show is basically about, and that's why one of the reasons that I feel like they might have done the voices like that, and it being only because he can hear them, but because it's the symbiote is supposed to be a stand-in for the meaning of like mental health and depression and how it takes over you and stuff like that. So, and that's pretty much what the whole podcast is about as far as what we're going through is that struggle, and that's why the other people are infected with the parasites.
Yeah, I can see that as well. I totally kind of forget about that.
And the message of the show is why I picked it.
Oh, interesting. See, I didn't get that. I don't know if it's conveyed enough through the actual podcast itself in order to make that like a message that they're trying to get to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could kind of see it. Episode 11 was very much, so it kind of split them up where Javier was listening to all his messages from his sister and kind of, you know, saying what they were, you know, you missed this, what happened, where are you, all this other stuff. So, and I mean, it starts off the show, he is suicidal, so he definitely has a mental health issue there.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see how that would be, like, this show is kind of putting a message out there for mental health issues and, you know, trying to help him out.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I would agree with you, Vince, as far as it not being fully conveyed, because, I mean, I didn't really realize that as far as what it's about until reading the card when you press the down arrow on Apple, and it tells you about the podcast and who did it and stuff. And then there's a message right there that says, and it was like the fifth episode I actually did that. And I was like, oh, I can see that.
It makes me appreciate the creators a little bit more.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate them. They created something nice, but, you know, that with that understanding, it's even better.
I think I expected a little bit more of dealing with the kind of dark depression and anxiety stuff with the show.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted a little bit more of like real conversations between the two. I feel like we got one initially, and then there wasn't really another good one until almost at the very end, you know, when Javier confronts Cher about also being a liar and, you know, a coward and all that kind of stuff. So I felt like that was a really strong conversation, and I wanted more of that throughout it. I don't think it necessarily took away from the show by not having it, but I definitely do feel like the message is a little bit lost because it doesn't focus on it enough.
Yeah.
So we're probably getting to spoilers here pretty soon.
For me, I felt like the humor was strong in episode 1 and 3 and then fell off a little bit until later on. But it focused a little more on the story, which I did enjoy. So it was like a trade-off.
Yeah,
you know?
I can agree with that.
Yeah, same. Yeah, because I mean, yeah.
We've laughed at a lot of really funny podcasts recently. And so I think I just wanted a little bit more out of it. It wasn't disappointing by any means. And I actually really, really enjoyed both the story and, you know, the concept of this and like the way that it's done. I think I just wanted it to be a little bit funnier, like a little more laugh out loud funny.
So, I mean, I would agree as far as like more hardcore, like underbelly laughing as far as, but I think that may be because I do listen to like Mission is X where it's constant laughing majority of the time. And then,
mm-hmm. You can't breathe.
Yeah, and then and then moving towards this as far as the dark humor, I could agree with that.
I do enjoy myself some dark humor. This didn't go too dark though, so there were some dark parts.
That's what I wanted more of. Like if you're gonna make a dark humor, dark comedy, make it a dark comedy.
Yeah. Really take it there.
But like I said, I don't think it really detracts from the story at all, from the actual implementation of the podcast. I just think it's expectations when you're, you know, looking for something and you read that description.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, really well done. Definitely enjoyed the plot progression later on as we got into the spoiler sections. I think that twist is fantastic. It really reminded me of Bubble, which is funny. I couldn't help but think of Bubble throughout this for some reason, even though they're kind of unrelated, but just like that idea of the big conglomerate, a little bit of like alien technology and stuff. And the parasite for some reason just really reminded me of the thing that was inside of the male co-star in Bubble with the goo.
Mm, yeah, I can kind of see that.
Show as a whole, I really liked it. I would recommend it. because it's easy to listen to. And it's a fun story, and I just recently found out it's, you know, supporting mental health. So listen to it. Stew it.
Spoiler time. Spoiler time.
Hot diggity dog, it's spoiler time.
Spoiler time. Spoiler time. If you don't want to hear it, pause this now. Pause it. Don't go any further. No, no. Don't you... Oh, well, fine. You did it. Idiot.
Yeah, so spoilers, they eventually run out of money and Javier needs to go back to work. So Javier ends up, you know, taking his old job back, thankfully, Cher. Due to Cher.
Cher takes his old job back when he's about to quit.
Yeah. And he says, you know, we walked by the boardroom and I smelt a very distinct smell of pine needles and lemon things and all that kind of stuff. And he eventually realizes that there are other symbiotes inside of these unwilling hosts, which I guess makes them parasites. Mm-hmm. And they are controlling the board members of this big conglomerate that, you know, Javier works for. They're making a bunch of different products and things like that. And they're trying to eventually figure out why the symbiote or the parasites are, you know, involving themselves with this company. And it turns out that they're using the products that they make as little ways to infect other people so that they can control them. Instead of murder bots, they have murder humans. And then they will eventually teleport them through a passhole over to Cher's world and then take out the government there.
Love the passholes. Lots of passholes.
Oh, the passhole thing was really funny.
I did dig one of the, I don't remember which episode it was, but where you find out that his sister comes in and...
I think that was episode 12.
Was it? Yeah, probably about 8 or 12 or so.
Yeah, that was a really strong point for me too, I think. I think that's when it did really ramp up in the darkness and the dealing with the depression and anxiety. I kind of wanted them to explore that a little bit more because it was a really strong scene when Javier's by himself, but it's undercut pretty quickly.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of the twist and the ending?
I kind of have mixed thoughts on the twist and the ending. Like, and I guess more so the ending in general, because I felt like it was going to... I guess I thought it was going to lead into more. I guess would be the best way to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But in defense of the twist as well, I was at the gym while listening to it, so maybe that would have been something that... made it feel a little lackluster. No, I mean, it wasn't... I just got mixed feelings on it. I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't like a big, epic ending to this, you know, show. It happened, is what happened. It kind of happened. Like, Mogmort is like this person that's... or alien creature that's been sitting on Earth in this random passageway to the pass hole.
I wouldn't say random.
Well
thought out.
Well thought out spot for the pass hole to get other planets. And he's also testing the human race. He's been sitting there waiting to test the champion of the human race.
He's got
to
answer three questions. And Javier goes, so three questions as in like, and then Mogmort goes, as in... correctly. I thought that was a really funny part too. I loved that. I loved Mogmort. His whole character was just really great.
Yeah, your friends can't come in because this is a test for one.
For one. And then Javier refers to himself as we. And Cher's like, you are a single human organism. Very, very strong episodes. I really loved how it ramped up at the end. I felt like as soon as they looked into and researched more about the company, and then, you know, when they went to the library, hilarious scene because Cher is just like, I don't know who's looking at us. Is it the masturbator behind us, or is it the masturbator waiting for the computer? Like, they're getting chased, and then, like, I don't know. It just was really funny to me. And then they meet Mogmort, who is a really funny character, and the test was really good. And I feel like if they kept up that comedy throughout the rest of it, it would have been a little stronger for me.
I understand that. I think that the way it did ramp up at the ending, as well as with bringing Mogmort in and, you know, that whole thing dealing with his friends, quote unquote, I think that's why it was kind of a letdown as far as, or why my feelings are tossed up about it, is because it did ramp up like that. But then the ending just kind of almost just kind of happened.
Yeah, it just kind of fizzled out.
That's why I said it like that. I was like, it just happened. You know, like, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't great.
Yeah, I had to listen to the ending twice just because I was very confused as to, like, what actually happened.
Yeah, I went back, too, to listen to her, the trial.
But even the part after that when they realize that they're going to have to fight all of these human bots, they're, you know, debating going back and forth, and I thought that was a really strong conversation. And Javier realizes that he's going to die, so he starts up the little ship. And instead of letting them both die, he risks his own life to put Cher in the little capsule ship and send him away. And I thought it was like a good scene, but it wasn't. There wasn't like enough sound for it, or like it was hard to picture, and it happened a little too quickly, which I think that's what kind of underplayed it. I mean, if they had Cher saying something in the background, like even though he's being muffled by Jerky, you know, if he was just like, no, don't do this, you know, like, no, no, no. And then, yeah, and then like shrank away or something like that. And then we were left with a moment of silence as Javier. I think it would have been really strong. But then again, we don't actually know what's going to happen because it's leading into that season two.
I mean, another symbiote is in his head. She comes in, I am your personal symbiote for your trial period, like your temporary personal symbiote for this trial of whatever. And then we're waiting for your results. And then all of a sudden she gets the results super quick and the trial's pretty much over. It was silly, but it was quick. So the ending was very fast. Like it came really quick. The whole episode 14, you know, it was the test and them trying to get away from the kill bots or murder bots and murder humans and
bots.
Well, it was murder bots that took over the autonomous cars.
Yeah.
So they were being chased by all these autonomous cars. And at this point in the show, Javier and Cher are working so well together that... This part I liked. So during this chase, Javier is driving like a pro, Jason Statham in, Fast and the Furious 7, you know, doing all these corners, e-braking and shifting and all this stuff, basically with one hand. Well, all he does is say, he asks Cher, okay, shift. But meanwhile, Cher with one hand is building a EMP device to stop the murder bots. So I'm just like, they're working so well together. They're like a superhuman. But it was funny. It was a good scene. I liked that scene. But then all of a sudden they took the test and then the show was over. And I'm just like, I kind of wanted more now. Like that really, like the ending of the episode and the show ramped up so quick. The ending came really fast for me and it stopped. And I was just like, okay, it's over. And then after she does the trial period, they do their ending credit music, and then there's no more talking at all. And I'm just like, there's not even like a ending, yeah, like an outro or anything like that.
Thanks
yeah,
for listening, like, season two, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I was kind of waiting for something like that, and I went back, and it started over, like, it started at episode two for some reason on Spotify.
So it does that on Apple too. I don't know why.
It was weird, I was like, wait, what? Wait, what just happened? So I went back and listened to the last 5 minutes of episode 14 again. I was like, oh, it just kind of ends. It happened. But I mean, overall, it was great. I had fun with it. I thanks for the suggestion, Finch.
Definitely. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. No, I dug it too. And then seriously, though, thanks for letting me do this with you guys.
Of course. Thank you for joining. It was fun. And I mean, AK wasn't here. So you're the first actual fan of the show who has been on the podcast.
I thought you were just going to leave it at that. I'm the first actual fan of the show.
You're the first fan of the podcast.
Well, I was the first fan of the podcast.
You guys, what you don't know is that all of the episodes of the podcast, I've been creating a soundboard of all of your voices for the entire time we've been doing this. So I can essentially say whatever I want as you guys.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's a neat plot twist.
Yeah, I'll put a little clip of it at the end.
You have to now.
Da-da. I have to. I'm going to make... What should I make Ori or AK say? What should I make AK say?
It's your boy. He has to say that now.
All right, we'll do that. Because he is not going to listen to this podcast episode. Like, he's not going to listen to it. Calling it right now because I know for a fact that he won't make it this far into the episode. Hey, AK, you're not listening to this, are you? He's going to be like, all right, they ended it. they said final thoughts.
He's going to clip out just large gaps of conversations that we had that had nothing to do with the show.
Oh, poor AK. This is an hour and 15 minute. This is like a garbage recording right
Gus,
now.
You should edit this one.
I should put this one together for him. Yeah. So anyway, what was I going to say? I finally realized what AK's role is with the show.
Keeping it on track.
Like three seasons in. How many fucking episodes are we in now? Like 50 something.
We
finally just realized that the point of AK is to yell at us to stop wasting time.
Yeah, I guess he does get us on track because he directly starts to talk about what we're supposed to be talking about. I thought you were going to do that today, Gus. Gosh. Wait, Finch, you're AK today. You're supposed to be keeping us on track. Yell at us. Tell us what to do. I'm just kidding. So Finch, while he's finding that, as our number one fan, as long as you're holding that title for...
Oh, whoa.
Is that a threat?
It sounded like it.
As our number one fan...
As our temporary number one fan,
what episode of the Plotcast have you most enjoyed, or what have you found from the Plotcast, like a audio drama that you've really enjoyed that you're really happy to find?
Probably one of my favorite ones now, or that I was happy to find, was, I guess it wasn't really a find because it was told that you were going to review it, but it was when the Two Princes. Dug that podcast a lot.
Amazing show.
It was really good. I did dig the reviews for Kevin Cryptids.
Oh, yeah.
As well as Uncanny County, because I love Uncanny County.
Oh, that's one of my favorite shows. Best anthology, hands down, in the audio drama.
It is very good. So with that being said, my name is Finch, the number one fan. And we will catch you guys next week. All right, thanks for listening.
Now you gotta pause. You gotta go, we will catch you guys next week. I need the pause.
Sorry,
it needs to be authentic.
We will catch you guys next week.
Not long enough.
Oh my god.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
My name is AK the Extraordinaire, and today, Gus, let me ask you a question.
I could be worse, I could be better.
Is that what you're telling me?
That is pretty cool. Just fix your fucking podcast, but you know what? We are here for commitment and dedicate. Excuse me. I actually really like that part. Jazz hands.
Oh, hello there. I guess since you're here and we've stopped talking, that means the episode is over, and I should probably start doing the outro. The podcast was brought to you by us. Seriously. We don't have an advertiser, and we've been working hard to kind of keep it ad-free and to not have to sell you guys any Bombas socks or website you don't really need. So if you could do us a favor, just share this show with someone who you think would enjoy it. Or go check out one of our other shows, such as How I Died, a murder mystery audio drama that we've been working on for a really long time. Or leave us a review on iTunes and all that good stuff. Now it's time for the credits. Our intro and outro music is from Nishkam Joshi on SoundCloud. And special thanks to our buddy Silent Mike Music for putting together our Spoiler Time song with lyrics from Shayna Waring. Check him out at silentmikemusic.com. And I think that's it. Cool. Thank you guys for listening and hope you enjoyed the podcast.